Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This 2008 German family that came from Germany to America because Germany, and this is our future, by the way, if we do not repent, Germany said, we raise your kids. You do not homeschool. We're the ones that train them up, and we teach them the ways that we want them to go. And realize that's how this is now. But we have this, what's the school thing they're working on right now?
Common Core.
We just need to be the collective. The collective Common Core. And there's some, you know, listen. It's better to be ignorant and loyal to God and be a shepherd in the middle of the field, tending your flock,
no doubt,
loving on God, than to be all blown up with your own wisdom and your own, you know, knowledge puffs up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And thinking you actually don't need God. And sometimes, you know, knowledge can puff up. You make us prideful. Well, I have no idea. Do you remember?
German family.
Yeah, this German family. And so I'm just so shocked this just happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And so they've been here since 2008. They requested asylum because they came busted into their house. They busted into their house. The German police did. That's why we know how big the police forces are.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate the police officers, you know, but they're under authority, that type of thing. And so, and they took their kids from them. I mean, think about it. They took their kids from them. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
And they said, because you are homeschooling your kid, you're teaching them how to read, how to write. You're teaching them about God. You know, you're teaching them the biblical principles. And they just came in the middle of the night while they were sleeping, busted in their door, and just held back the parents and took their kids. And put them in a black van type thing. I saw it.
Wow.
And took them away.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, can you imagine? And this is what we don't get in America yet. I mean, some people do. I'll tell you who does get it. You know, our ancestors and our brothers and sisters who were oppressed in this nation. They get it.
Mm-hmm.
They get it. And that's why I'm beginning to see more and more why this third great awakening is probably going to come from our African American brothers and sisters who have this amazing amount of grace and mercy and wisdom and knowledge about, you know, you got to go with God. You got to go with God. And don't just because this is so cool, because I just heard in Tallahassee on the news, the very thing that God was telling me in my sabbatical was, and this is what people think, just because it's legal does not mean it's moral.
Mm.
And that's what people think. Oh, it's okay, we can sin now because it's legal, you know? And people were kind of like just, and what happens is you get men's approval when it's legal, and you don't get hampered by those who enforce the law because it's legal now.
Mm-hmm.
But just because it's legal doesn't mean it's moral. And they were standing up, and they said, you know, there was a day that, you know, you had the white hospital, and you had the black clinics. Mm. And he said, that's no more. But what you have now is the white insured and the black uninsured. And I thought, you know, if it's the same thing, we got to deal with that. That's unjust.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, how are we going to deal with this thing? And I just really believe that, you know, they really understand. They really understand. And a Christian African-American who loves you, who loves this nation, loves God, and is loyal to the Lord is an amazing, that knows their journey. I mean, there's a lot of people don't know their journey. They're just like taking it for granted, you know, where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are amazing folks, you know, and the church needs to open their eyes and recognize, open your eyes and recognize that, I mean, think about it. If that was you, I mean, how many people going around there bitter? Like, I'm bitter. It's like, you suburban blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on. How could you be, you know what? What? You got a flat tire on your Corvette? I mean, what's up? Your parents not going to pay your policy? You're 38.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, wake up. And it's like, we don't have a grid for that. Does it make sense?
It does. You know, I just happened to see BET Honors had a program where they were honoring African Americans for their achievements, and they were recognizing, I believe his name is Ken Chenault, who is the third African American CEO of a large Fortune 500 company. He's the CEO of American Express. And to hear him talk, and 60,000 people were from American Express, by the way, around the world.
Yeah, I saw him interview before.
That's one intelligent man. But he was able to detail his journey and speak about it. He says, I started out.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I started out in, you know, with a position, came out of Harvard, and within a couple of years, he doubled all these profits. He says, when I used to speak in the beginning, they would actually just ignore me. And then then he kind of rose to being the actual guy who ran the entire company. Mm-hmm. But he had just had a great way of bringing everything into context, you know, and it was just really, really good
stuff.
Didn't
he start off on the bottom of that company, too, and work his way up?
What I understood is that he came straight from Harvard and took one of these positions and just, you know, performance and just worked himself up.
Yeah, I saw him interview, and I'm thinking, you know, that this is just, it's just so cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not one that necessarily, anyway, so getting back to this, we'll talk more about that. So this German family who's been here since 2008, and you can seek asylum with America if you're being persecuted for your beliefs. And so they came to America seeking asylum. Mm-hmm. And courts began to rule against them, until it finally made it to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court, in lieu of this reality, in lieu of the First Amendment, and in lieu of what we stand for, come to me, all you huddle masses, what's on the side of the Statue of Liberty. The Supreme Court didn't even hear the case.
Wow.
Wow.
They didn't hear the case. It's basically they've lost in the Supreme Court, to put it that way. And this family is going to have to go back, unless there's intervention, because we left who we are. What do you think the future is for you, church? What do you think our future is? Understand, don't worry about politics. You know, don't worry about left wing, right wing. You know, understand this. God is the one that created the wings. He's the one that's in control. We need to get up under his wings, like Psalm 91 talks about, and realize he brought us in, he brought America into this world. And he can take America out of this world. He allowed these, you know, flawed yet desperate men who saw a way out with this experiment called the United States Constitution and a new country, who laid down their lives for this experiment that's still here today. And he could have taken it out, but he didn't. And so here we are today. What are we going to do in our generation? What are we going to do? And if we put God first, separate the kingdom of God from the kingdoms of this world, even America, and realize if we do that, God will give us, potentially. Let us keep America. We need to pray for this German couple. We'll have the details up for you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. Imagine if that's you. Imagine if that's your family. And we're seeing a boy in Oregon taken from his parents. We saw a girl from in Boston taken from her parents, both in hospitals. Don't think the future is that they think they know how to do it better, because the bigger government gets, the reason why it gets bigger, because they say, you don't know what you need, you know. And we got to begin to say, you know what, you're right, but we're going to get smarter, we're going to get educated, and we're going to start doing, paying attention to our lives and raising our families and doing things the Lord's way. We were talking about this German couple. You can find out more about it. Pray for this couple. Pray for this couple. Realize that, can you imagine now, you're having now to go back to a country that said, they're sitting there where they're drooling, you know, if you would, saying, give me your kids. Give me your kids. Now you know why the enemy's trying to kill all of our kids, trying to take all of our kids. And we have some segments on that we've talked about that, and I don't want to carry too much, but it's amazing. You know, we how many children have we aborted? How many children has America aborted, approximately?
55 million plus.
And if you were going to put those in states, how many states would that be equal to?
About 25 states, half the nation.
So we've basically aborted 25 states worth of population since 1973. And they're cranking up a notch with the different ways to do that now. That and it's like, why are you after our children? Why? What's wrong with children? And then you see the spirit on folks, and it's like, that's your child. That's not my child. That's your child. Right. It's not the government's child. That's your child.
That's right.
And this is how they're made: your seed, her egg, boom. Destiny.
It wasn't the water. Okay?
It wasn't the water, and it wasn't an accident. You know, and so the whole thing is that the enemy stole this from you. This is what the enemy stole from you. That's called a blessing. That's called a blessing. When God blesses you with offspring, that's called a blessing. You're not trying to squeeze in your blessing while you're doing this other thing that the enemy's calling a blessing. Having a family is a blessing. The ability to reproduce. Hannah cried out with a barren womb, crying out for children. Why somebody else is like, you know, just yesterday, I believe, they were reporting on the news that this young lady living with her boyfriend gets pregnant. She convinces him that she's not pregnant. She says that my colon's swollen. This lady has a baby. and delivers it at home. Nobody knows. I mean, you talking to men? Let me tell you something. You're so checked out that your woman's pregnant with your child and you're living with her and you don't even know it. Mm. You are seduced by technology, media, and what? I mean, come on. That's a tough thing to do, to live with a pregnant while we're going through these stages. You know, I mean, she's going through all this stuff. You know, how could you not even recognize? But anyway, she had this child, and she says she thought it was stillborn. She puts the child in a plastic bag, throws it in a ditch. Mm-hmm. This is just yesterday. But you know what? This is the spirit that's over this land. How can you kill, what, 25 states worth of population, you said, and not think it's going to permeate our culture? How can you think that? And so this lady goes to the hospital and because she's having internal bleeding, and she's convincing them that, no, I didn't have a child. And of course, the hospital knows whether you have it or not. Right. But they overheard her conversation to her boyfriend telling her. And that's how they found out. They went out to go see if the child was alive. And the child was there taking a breath like every one or I forget the exact thing. But we'll make sure it's available for you. The whole story is available for you on the VFN Torch. And so the baby was still, while she was there worried about her internal bleeding, worried about what her boyfriend, who should have married her, you know, in the context of that, was thinking, her baby was in a bag, gasping for air, in a ditch, in a suburb-type neighborhood area, and some sort of, like, subdivision. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what is, and they, so they went out immediately, and they found out, to rescue the child, when they found out. And they brought it to the hospital, and they're giving the child rest, you know, CPR and all that kind of stuff, and the child dies at the hospital. Don't criticize this woman if you put men and women in office who say it's all right to kill your children.
That's right.
This young lady, she's young enough to have grown up in your environment that you created by putting these leaders who do not have godly values in office. You have to understand, she grew up in that. She grew up in the environment that says, you know, children are optional. They're not really people. It's a zygote, you know, it's an embryo. Right. And it's like, no, it was a baby gasping for air in a plastic bag in a ditch in your neighborhood. But see, well, you know, when does that start? When does that end? And the community wants to have an outrage against this girl. But the reality is, you've confused her with your messaging, with your narrative. I mean, how does she know? When it was in my womb, you said it wasn't and I can abort it. But now it's out of my womb, you're calling me a murderer?
Right.
So if it's in my womb and you kill the child, it's not, you're not a murderer. But if I bring it out of my womb, then I'm a murderer. Mm-hmm. This just happened yesterday. They just found this baby yesterday. And like, do you see the confusion right there? That's the enemy. Satan is the author of confusion. We need to pray for this young lady. We need to pray for all the young ladies that are going through this right now. And we need to say, dear God, help us go back to the original tent of relationship. Help us to go back and see family as the blessing that it is again. Mm-hmm. I mean, the enemy's just ripping the whole, I mean, we've been fighting for a long time in the context of family. Mm-hmm. And that's how this birthed, you know, where we are here on VFN TV and the daily radio program, because you know, we've been fighting for families for a long, long time. And the thing about it is, you know, families only work when they operate in the context of the one who created family, God. Mm-hmm. You know, think about it. And now, I mean, some of the arguments is like, you know, it's just, oh my goodness. Listen, this is tragic what happened to this child. This is tragic, the belief system of this particular lady. But you know, if you think about it, if you pause for a moment and move from your repulsiveness and what happened and think, wait a minute, did I confuse her? Hmm. Did I confuse her over the last 18 years or 20 years? Hmm. I mean, Roe versus Wade, was it 50 years?
About 40 years.
40 years, the last 40 years. Did I confuse her? Hmm. You know, and think of, it's unfair. It's unfair if we tell people the wrong message. I mean, think about it. Because if the doctor would have put that baby in a bag, he would have made money. But she put the baby in the bag a few moments later, and the state makes money because people are going to put her in jail.
That's right.
Isn't that crazy? Think about that.
That's insane.
That's the truth. I mean, I'm not. Think about it. If the doctor would have took that baby and put saline solution inside that womb, and we're going to have, you know, with us the CEO and president of Concerned Women for America this week, as a matter of fact, talking about these things. But understand that if that doctor would have put that baby in a bag, if it would have snuffed out the life of the baby on the other side of that thin layer of skin inside the womb of that woman, then he would have been a hero with a lot of movements today.
Mm-hmm.
And she would have, nobody would have said anything.
Right.
But the very fact that the baby chose to come outside that thin layer of skin, and she did the same thing the doctor did, and she disposed of the baby's body the same way the doctor does, now everybody's in outrage and focused on her. How about let's start putting some doctors in jail that are killing these children? I mean, we got to help out. I mean, these young people coming up, they don't know. They will know down the road when they realize, you know, I killed my first one, I killed my second one, I killed my third one, and they never can celebrate the fifth one because they know the first four that they took their life.
Mm-hmm.
They live in this constant guilt and shame, and that's what the enemy does to you. And God will forgive you if that happened, but understand this is the enemy trying to change the way we think and our DNA. But what did God do? And we read about the Word of God. You can read. It was a sign of being blessed. When your womb reproduces, when you have a child, that's a sign of being blessed. And forget about all this religious Christianese stuff. You know, when a child is born, God gave that child life. And you can speak life into that child, and they can be raised up, even if they're raised up in Pharaoh's house. You know, even if they're raised up in Pharaoh's house. Moses got his name from Pharaoh's daughter. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so even if Eli's got to raise Hannah's son, we got to begin to celebrate life again. We got to pray for this young lady. And you can find out more details and see the report on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.